Houston, done by Susan Larson, September 9th, 1980. Okay. I think we should start with your early part of your life. You were born in Dodge City, Kansas in 1934, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you came to Los Angeles in the
50s.
Yeah, you studied at Manual Arts High School. I haven't anywhere seen any coverage of how you got to L.A. Did you come with your parents?
My family.
They moved, and when was that?
Permanently in 1949.
Mm-hmm.
I went back and forth. Okay.
And so then that would have, you would have been, what, 15 years old?
14.
14, okay. And you went to Manual Arts High School in Los Angeles, but, and did you went there all 4 years?
3 years,
okay. That was from
49 to 52.
Okay. I was wondering, when people talk about Manual Arts High School, one of the things that's always mentioned in art writing anyway is that Pollock and Guston had gone there. Was when you went there, was there any knowledge of them or that that had been significant, or was it too early in their careers?
It's like all high schools, that had they even known, they wouldn't have advertised it.
Uh-huh. There was no sense that, no. And who was teaching in the art faculty there? Anyone who was particularly helpful?
No one specifically.
No? And what did you study?
Art.
Mm-hmm. All kinds? Painting, drawing, sculpture, pottery?
Yeah. All of them.
And did you have good feelings about it, or was it
sort of ambivalent? Mm-hmm. I was
uh-huh.
a jock.
Uh-huh.
That's what yeah. that's what jocks study, isn't it?
Not always. Not usually they study phys ed or car repair or you know, yeah. other things.
Well,
like
we
that.
Could have done all that too. I think I did.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
High school was not significant in terms of that.
Mm-hmm. But did you go there in lieu of going to another high school? Was there
I
something
went there
about
because that's the zone I was in.
That's very strange. Because usually that kind of school is reserved for people who are interested
no,
in
that's just
crafts
the name
or,
of it.
Oh, I see.
Like
wasn't anything.
Polytechnic is uh-huh. is the name of a school, which is right up the street.
Mm-hmm.
And George Washington's another one
yeah.
down the street.
Uh-huh.
I was just
uh-huh.
in the zone.
That's very interesting. I thought that had some special
no.
relevance. I guess it didn't. Okay. And in fall of 52, I read that you went to college. I never knew exactly where, though. I couldn't find that.
I went to Los Angeles City College for about
mm-hmm.
2 weeks, and I dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went back again in the fall of 53.
Right. And in the interim, you worked as a display person in a department store?
Yeah, at a beach
uh-huh.
attendant.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what you did? Did you make window displays, or did you?
You did. I did everything related to that. I was
mm-hmm.
an under
uh-huh.
strong back, weak mind.
I doubt it. At that point, did you have any idea about what was happening in the city in terms of art, or were you looking at
no.
shows or reading? Or
no.
No. What did? Were you making art still? Or?
Always.
Always. And
there was no tradition.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to be an artist then? Where did you see
never
artists?
Really, I never had anything make me want to be one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I couldn't be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Just one was shoved into it
uh-huh.
by myself.
How did you know what an artist lived like or did or was that you had
did? Been?
You didn't?
There's no tradition.
Uh-huh. You didn't look elsewhere for some kind. Did you read, you know, books on?
Well, sure, but
yeah.
if you're reading books, when I finally decided to start calling myself an artist, it was sort of a laughing stock in town because you either called yourself a potter or a sculptor, or a painter, but to
mm-hmm.
be an artist, you're being some kind of a feet faggot with a
uh-huh.
beret,
uh-huh.
and they called you an artiste.
You know? Mm-hmm.
So.
Still do. Yeah.
I just figured if you're going to jump into it, you might as well
uh-huh.
take the name first.